Anybody seen Radio 67?
Take a cold swing. Okay.
Not me, it's Milanowitz.
Today's learning from the Nifsim Chaim Lubitz from Shania Moshim and the Neil Rifke Bas Moshe Israel, which we discussed for Shalem Chaim Hashim and Malka, Yohannes and Mansara, which we discussed for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Simon Kuf Nun Gimel. We're up to Sif Beis. B'nei Yair, people of a city, Shemachru Beis HaKnesses, that sold a Beis HaKnesses. Of course, we already learned yesterday, earlier this week, you can't knock down a Beis HaKnesses. But as we go through this Simon, we'll see there are situations that you're allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses. So in a situation like this, that you were allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses, and you did. Yecholim Likach B'dam of Teva. We'll see the Teva is either the Bima or a Aron Kodesh. So in other words, the Mechaber is telling us, if you have a Dove Shep Kedusha, you sell it, you can buy something that is of greater Kedusha with it. Dehenu. Heichel Shemanichem by Sefer Torah, Eluach Shemamidim Alav Sefer Torah, the thing that you put the Sefer Torah on. You got to be careful. We're talking about a Bima that you don't have a covering on, because if you have a covering on it, then really the Bima itself is Tashmish, the Tashmish, right? Because that serves the covering, which serves the Sefer Torah. So that does not have the same Kedusha. So he's talking about over here, you're buying the thing that the Sefer Torah sits on directly. So the Mechaber is telling us that the Aron Kodesh and the thing that the Sefer Torah sits on directly has more Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, if I sold a Beis HaKnesses, I am able to go ahead and buy one of those items. Machru Teva, if you sold the Aron Kodesh, Yecholim likach b'dam of mitpacha shel Sefer Torah, you're able to buy a covering Sefer Torah. So the covering that goes directly on the Sefer Torah has more Kedusha than the Aron Kodesh. Machru mitpachas, if you sold the covering of a Sefer Torah, like when you ask Svarim, you can buy Svarim with it. We'll see Svarim means, as we learned already, and the Mechaber Svarim means, the Hainu, or the Mechaber is going to say, Chakas of Kol Chumash Levade. We're talking about cloth parchment that the Chumash was written on, Mechaim, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, they have the same Kedusha. Machru Svarim, like when a man Sefer Torah, then the only upgrade that you can do is Sefer Torah. So the thing on top of the pyramid is the Sefer Torah as the most Kedusha. There's a discussion, we'll touch upon it a little bit throughout. If you sold a Sefer Torah, what should you do? Can you sell a Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah or not? Can you sell a Beis HaKnesses to buy another Beis HaKnesses? So by Etzem, it says that you shouldn't sell a Sefer Torah, because there's no way you can take the money and upgrade it. If you did, then you can buy another Sefer Torah. But the Sefer Torah is the top of the pyramid. Aval Ipcha, the other way around, Lairida Mikedusha Asa, you're buying something of a lower Kedusha Asa, it's Asa. Let's say I sold a Beis HaKnesses and I went ahead and I bought, with part of the money, I bought an Aron Kodesh. Now the rest of the money, I want to buy something else that's not higher. All the money has to be used for something of a greater Kedusha. We're not going to go into it, but there's a huge discussion in the Svarim. What is this based on? Is the money have the Kedusha? The Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses transferred to the money? Did the money, and now it transfers to the item that you buy? Is it just a thing that the Rabbanon said as respect for these items of Kedusha? So that's a big discussion, but this is the bottom line, the halacha. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis. I'm sorry, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel. Shemachru Beis HaKnesses, v'afilu l'chatchila nami mutu limkar, k'day liknes ilu Kedusha. Even l'chatchila, you're allowed to go ahead and sell it if your plan is to use the money to buy something of greater Kedusha. Now, you have to qualify this, that l'chatchila namu. It's talking about that you have another shul, you have other places to daven. It's not talking about you had one Beis HaKnesses in the city and I want to sell it in order to buy an Aron Kodesh or to buy a Sefer Torah. The only time that maybe l'chatchila you can go sell something of Kedusha to get something greater is a town that does not have a Sefer Torah. And the only way you can have the Sefer Torah is by selling it in order to buy something of greater Kedusha. V'hadinakat shemachru, that you sold. In other words, doesn't say it in the positive sense. You could sell it, just says you happen to sell, which usually would sound like a bit of the oven. If I sold it, then, right? Heinem Hashem Sefer, that's really for the end. The lahoyred mikedusha, afilu kvar machru asar. So the Mishavur is telling us, lamaisa, if I want to go ahead and sell my Aron Kodesh, I'm able to get $1,000 for my Aron Kodesh. So I want to sell it so I can take $500 and buy a covering for the for the Sefer Torah, and $500 I want to buy Sifrei Nevi'im for the shul, right? So I'm allowed to do it because I'm going to be increasing it. But if I didn't have that plan, and I went ahead and I sold it, and now I sold it, and I want to buy something lower Kedusha, I can't do it. So we're going to get into that. That's why we mentioned when Lamaisa, he starts off that it's okay to sell a Beis HaKnesses. It's really not so okay to sell a Beis HaKnesses. It's talking about the other items. It's okay if you want to buy something greater. When you get to selling a Beis HaKnesses, of course, if you sold it, you have to buy something of greater Kedusha. But when you could and when you can't, we're going to get into later on in this simon.
Are there any halachas related to if you're selling a shul, who it could be sold to?
Yeah, so that was goes in that we touched upon that depending if the shul was built al Tanai or not, right? And depending on the sheet of the Tanai works or not. But let's say there was no Tanai, the Kedusha remains over there. So I can sell the Beis HaKnesses, the Bergman Chassidus. And I'm going to go ahead and sell it to the Milinowitz Chassidus because they want my Beis HaKnesses. And then I'm taking the money, I got to upgrade it. But to go sell my Beis HaKnesses to a factory or to a retail store, that's much more problematic. That's if there was no Tanai, it's a big problem. If there was Tanai, then it really depends on all those sheets. That was the same thing that we touched on when it comes to a Beis HaKnesses that got destroyed and so on and so forth. This seems to be Kedusha that remains there. Michalim Lika. She calls it the Chachashiv Poi, who Allah be Kedusha. Mishabur explains to us all this list of items that the Mechaber gave us are all upgrades in Kedusha. What did he mention by Svar? Kol Chumash Levadai. So the Mishabur explained the same thing he did last time. Bimeyam, in their days, I Kaisan Achumashim and Sefer Torah, Beglilu, Petvira, and Ubegidin. They would write the Chumashim that they used, just like they would write a Sefer Torah. But except there was one Chumash per scroll. They are similar, they're equal to Chumashim. The Negeya, as compared to the covering of a Sefer Torah, Nevi'im and Ksivim have a greater Kedusha. The However, he warns us, they're not really equal to a Chumash completely. The Kedusha's Chumashim Asuyim Beglilu Gedolim Mehen. So, although compared to all these other items that were mentioned earlier, the Chumash that was written on a cloth and the Navi that was written on the cloth is a greater Kedusha than them, but compared to Chumash, compared to the Navi, that's not true. The Chumash has more Kedusha. But also, look at the Chumashim, the Kedusha's Chumashim Asuyim Beglilu Gedolim Mehen. You can't go ahead and buy with, you sold a Chumash and go ahead and buy a Navi and Nevi'im Aksuvim. Like a Chumash. However, if you sold a Navi, you can buy a Chumash. Any of the books of the Navi or the Aksuvim, whether David Stern gave the Shir yet or not, they all have the same Kedusha. The Chumashim Shalanu, ours that are just printed. I'm skipping a line. So our printed chumash is less kedusha, lower kedusha than a chumash that even a single volume of the chumash that was written on cloth. Aval ipchut, the other way around. The what does that mean? Sefer Torah lika chumashim. I want to sell my Sefer Torah and buy a chumash. I want to sell my chumash and buy a covering Sefer Torah. The whole order that the Mechaber gave us in reverse, you can't go in that direction. Okay, let's see the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Sefer Torah shenimtza by tos dina kuchumashim. Very interesting. A Sefer Torah that you found a mistake in it and it is currently not yet repaired. It has the same kedusha as a chumash. Let's see the Mishabura. Since you cannot read the laning in the shul with it, even though you're able to repair it, the Mechaber says they now have the same level, they're treated like a chumash, because basically all you can do in it now is use it to learn chumash. Says the Mechaber Siv Dalet, imuta liknois b'mei kedusha achatz, kedusha acheretz ki yoytzeba, yesh oisrim, v'yesh, Matirim. So let's see, I'll touch the words. Are you allowed to go ahead and buy with the money that you got from one Kedusha something else? Yes, Oysim or Yes Matirim. But what does that mean? Because it seems we just said this. So let's see the Mishaburu and he'll explain this. The Hainu. Shemachur Beis HaKnesses Yishana. He sold an old Beis HaKnesses. So in other words, this was a question that I posed earlier on. You want to buy something of equal Kedusha. So I sold my basic Knesses. I want to buy with that money another basic Knesses. Mechaber Sif Aleph just told us, as long as I'm upgrading in Kedusha, not Sif Aleph, Sif Beis, as long as I'm upgrading in Kedusha, it's okay. Here I'm not upgrading. I'm going a lateral move. Am I allowed to do it or not? Yesh Eisrim, why? Kiven the Ein Milam be Kedusha. Since my new purchase is not of a greater Kedusha, Afal Gav the Ein Meriden, Gamke, even though I'm not going down, okay? But maybe I have to be Milam. The Dafke Bechal Advarm Sheyochel Lahalas be Kedusha Chanel. Now, this question of whether we say Yesh Eisrim, Yesh Matirim, that the Mechab is raising now, is specifically by items that there is something greater than it, okay? You don't, there is no way to increase it because the Sefer Torah, as we said, is the top of the pyramid. If you did sell it, but many hold the you should never have sold the Sefer Torah because you cannot upgrade it. But if you did sell it, you should certainly take yourself a buy another Sefer Torah because you have no other choice. That's the only thing you can do. Says the Mishaburu, the Yesh Matirim, that those who say it's okay to make a lateral move, since Lamaisa, you're not lowering the Kedusha. This is all the Evet. You should never go ahead to sell a Davish of Kedusha in order to make a lateral move. The question is, I didn't know this halacha. I went and I sold my basic Knesset. So intention of buying another basic Knesset. Can I now? Okay? I shouldn't have done it, but can I do it? But I don't have any concern about that I may not do it. He says, don't think that this I'm telling you, you shouldn't sell something in order to buy something of equal Kedusha, because maybe something will happen, I won't end up buying it. And therefore, I sold it and I never ended up buying the lateral item, right? He says, even if I don't have that problem, in other words, I have a Beis HaKnesses and we do simultaneous closing, right? I have the contract to sell it. And at the same time that we're going to close, I already have the contract to buy the new one. And it's all going to happen at the same time. I don't have any concern that it may not happen. It's still also the tzarich lahalas b'kedusha dafka, because the shita that holds the inala to do that holds that the only way you can sell one a davish of kedusha is if you are upgrading kedusha. The im chaziba tihia. What happens? She explains davar ua. What happens that I got a problem? My shul is in bad shape. It's going to fall down, right? Or which we already said you can rebuild it, but there's something wrong, right? He gives an example. I show you cut the melacha. It's very small, right? So I'm not selling the Beis HaKnesses because I want to sell it and buy another Beis. I'm selling because I got a problem over here. It's not working. Or I have a covering of a Sefer Torah and it's ripped. And I have somebody who wants to buy it for me. But now I'll be able to go buy a new one, right? So this one has a problem and I can buy a new one with it. There, it's totally okay. You'll have to do it. So this that we told you, but the Eved, you shouldn't. I mean, I want to, you know, there's no particular reason that there's something bad with what I have. Maybe the thing I have is going to be better, but there's nothing wrong with the one I have. There, l'chatchila, you can't sell it in order to just buy one. Similarly, you can only sell it to buy something of greater Kedusha, according to this Shita. But if there's a problem with the one I have, and that's going to become maybe even a bigger problem, there you're allowed to. Kasavatas, bizmanenu. Anu Ryan Haber Meichen Svarim like a Chaim Demeim. We do see that people sell Svarim and they buy other Svarim. Nira the Achshav Mitchila Keshikoina Sefer. When people, the mindset changed, when people would buy the Svarim. Well, you bedati lekachshi. You like Kozman she yistarich like that. I'm going to keep this Sefer as long as I need it. And the im yizavid la yoyse yofi im because ever yikichayofa. If I find a better one, a nicer one, I'm going to sell it and buy another one. Okay. Vavshalei his the meferish. So according to this Taz, it seems that we automatically make the assumption, we go out, we buy ourselves a Megillah for Purim. Automatically, our mind, I'm spending $2,000 or $2,500 on the Megillah, right? And That's what I can afford now. But if later on I'm going to find a beautiful Megillah that's $5,000, I'm going to sell this one and buy another one. So even though I didn't verbally say this tonight, says the Taz, that's automatically the assumption that we made. So I bezai, that was the condition I bought it on. So I bought the condition on the, that I'm going to go sell it. But El Yerabba Kosov, the Tama Minighu, Mishun the Saimcha Mashakosov, Asif Yud, the Yachid, I'll say for Torah, Shalai Mutta Limkar. There's others who say a different reason. That when we see people selling a Megillah, say for Torah, or in the Nevi'im in order to buy another one, he says, with most of the Sefer Torah, most of the Megillahs, most of these things are owned privately. Even if somebody gives the Sefer Torah to Shul, they don't donate it. They keep the ownership of the Sefer Torah to themselves. So according to El Yerabba, this whole rule that I can't sell a Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah, that's a Sefer Torah the Rabba, which we'll explain in a second. But a Sefer Torah of a Yachid, l'chatchila, when you wrote the Sefer Torah, you wrote it, and you say, if it's fine, that I want to upgrade, I can afford to upgrade, and I'm going to do it, and then it's okay. Now, I don't know if you can always say that that's really the das. I mean, if somebody writes a Sefer Torah, Lili Nishma somebody, I don't think their intention is that if I decide, I'm going to write another one and sell this one and buy another one, right? There's an attachment that they have to that. So you definitely have to ask the Shaila before you do this. Ava Sefer Shal Tzibur Hachanamidasa, but if the Sefer Torah was Shall Rabim, you of course you're not allowed to, but Ayin Shem Shabur. Again, we'll get to that when we get to Sif Yud. Okay, we'll stop over here with Sif Hey, and Mr. Shem, we will continue on Monday.